wheel.
SU-0TR's Tom. Good morning, Phil.
Oh, hey, Tom, how you doing? And 0TR-AC4Q. Doing pretty good. Had to come back to Spartanburg. Vicky's mother passed away last Thursday, so they're having services about 10 o'clock, so I'm here a little early. Stop, get me a soda and kind of sipping on it.
I haven't heard Bill this morning. Wait a minute here now. Bernice is guiding me to another direction. I forgot I was going to the wrong Aldi's. Shoot. Yeah, I'm very sorry to hear that. And hope everything winds up well. Bill I haven't talked to in a month of Sundays, it seems like. Although he's helped me out order some things for my big Carolina Wyndham, and I got all the stuff, but as you well know, the weather hasn't contributed to the raising of antennas. He got his up, though, one of them.
All right, got a 40-meter vertical he stuck up there. That's good. Yep, well, the Wyndhams are good antennas, one of the best antennas. You know, for good all-around antenna, general purpose, they're hard to beat. I think they're better than most of the other multi-purpose band antennas. So I had three of them up one time when I was in Spartanburg.
G5RVs and things like that all to heck. I do, however, have a super loop that Dave, W4DJW, got me hooked on, and it works great. I don't do hardly any contesting, and I know the first year I was down here, about 10 years ago, I worked over 1,000 contacts with it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll work a bunch of them. Yeah. Well, I think you know I'm living up in Bowling Springs now. You knew that, didn't you?
Well, Phil told me that you had moved, but I thought that you went south down towards Columbia. I guess I got that confused.
No, I've been in Bowling Springs actually for about a year. It comes a year, year and a half, just about. And so we're kind of making plans. We're going to be we'll be moving again here in about, it's kind of hard to say, six months or so. We're building, my fiance, my girlfriend and I are building a house in Pageland, South Carolina. It's already got started. Her sister lives there. And so we'll be moving. We'll be moving about 6 months or so. House is essentially sold that we got here. We'll be staying with her, one of her daughters, for a while. So anyway, we'll be moving. I'll be putting up a Wyndham up there, over there. Excuse me, over there.
Where was the town at? No, I didn't catch that.
Well, it's near Pageland. It's Jefferson, South Carolina. Pageland. It's sort of between Charlotte and Florence.
Well, I know where Charlotte's at, but I know I talked to Bill, and it's been a month ago or so, and I guess I got messed up because I thought he said it was down in the low country near Columbia, or you was going there for some reason. Well, that's great. Are you going to be out of the homeowners associations?
No. No homeowners. Not in a subdivision. It's spring clear of any homeowners.
Attaboy. Yeah. I couldn't stand being in one of those. I'd probably been kicked out a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. That's very true. Right now, everything's pretty much packed up and in storage up in Pageland. So we're just living essentially out of double bags right now. So we're just kind of playing it by ear until this building in. He's kind of a... Over there, nothing moves very fast in that part of the country, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's South Carolina needs an attitude adjustment at times. That's the general flow, kind of like molasses. Anyway, it's just hard to find anyone to even build a house right now, the way I understand it. They said housing, people buying houses is up something like 21%. I figured it would have crashed during this pandemic. This is NZLTR Mobile.
WA.
Good for you. Go ahead.
How you doing, Phil? So that's some flat country over there. Yeah, you're not going to be able to hit the 610 repeater with over there.
I doubt it. I don't think I can. I think I tried that. You're a long ways from Caesar Head.
Boy, but you know what? It is kind of flat over there, and you should be able to put you up a tower that'll really reach out over there. You know, as long as you're not down in a little river valley hole over there, over next to one of the rivers, you should be able to get out real well with a nice windham over there. Yep. Well, hey, y'all want to hear a funny for the day?
Go ahead.
Well, hey, Tom, you know, I told you I had to do a valve on a toilet over at my office.
Roger.
Well, one of my tenants had called me and told me that the valve was running, and it was just running water. Well, one of the tenants in that space... See, this area has four office suites off from it, and they share a common area. Well, one of the tenants is a family psychologist, family counselor. And I went in there, and I heard the water running, and I'm going, wait, great day in the world, what is going on here? And I turned the water off, and it kept running. Well, I turned it off even harder, and it kept running. Until I figured out, good Lord, that family counselor's got one of them little speaker things that sounds like water running over a little creek on a speaker out there in that common area.
A white noise generator. That's what they call that. I'll be darned. Well, you'll have to charge them for a service call to all them, Steve.
I take good care of my tenants, but I'm going to tell you something. Their little calming trickle of a creek got turned off.
I think he needs an attitude adjustment, don't you, Phil?
Yeah, it needs to be a waterfall.
Right down into the top of her office, right on her head in there.
I'm going to sign off, guys. It's been a funny morning here. It's sprinkling here in Taylor's, and I'm going to go with Vernice into the forbidden zone in Aldi's. The 73's, guys, stay safe in 0TR.
Go get you something to eat before you go in there. Never go in a grocery store hungry. I learned that in the hard way a few times. Hey, Phil, what's it doing in Bowling Springs over there? Is it raining?
Actually, I'm in Spartanburg right now. It's not raining yet. I still see, it's getting pretty cloudy, but I still do see a little blue sky. So it's not raining yet.
Tom, you take it easy, buddy. I'm leaving. I just got off of 14 and on to 85 headed your way. I was just wondering if my ball spot was going to get wet.
I came from Bowling Springs over here and it wasn't raining then, but that's been probably about 20-25 minutes. I'm just kind of sitting over here at a convenience store sipping on a zero sugar cola, kind of biding time before I go to church. And I didn't want to get over there too early. My ex-wife's mother passed away, so I'm going to pay respects to her.
Sorry to hear that. It's something we all have to do at some point. Hopefully they had a good life.
Oh, she did. She was 92. She, matter of fact, she said she was ready to go, and about a week or so ago, I understand. And she was getting real frail, couldn't get out of bed. So she, her quality of life was not there anymore. But she was well taken care of by Vicky.
That's good. Well, was she in a facility?
Yes, she was. She's been there probably, 18 years.
Didn't have to pass alone, did she? I mean, your family was there with her.
Well, she was in the facility, and how do you say it? She was getting weaker and weaker, so it wasn't one of the things where you knew when she was going to pass away, but they called my ex-wife and said, you better come over here. They had a ambulance coming over, and they took her over to the hospital. By the time they got over there, she got over to the hospital. She was just about ready to pass away. So she was able to be with her for a few months before she passed away.
Well, that's good. You know, a lot of these assisted living centers and nursing homes, they're not allowing people in, and people are passing without getting to see their families and hadn't seen them in months.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In a case like this where near death stuff like that, have dealt with that where she is, they let her know. So, anyway, let me go ahead and get going here because it's about 15 to 10. The service starts at 10. I'm real close, but I need to get over there and park and so on and so forth. So let me go. Good to talk to you. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. Appreciate the call. AC4Q. Tom, if you're listening, 73. Didn't mean to leave you out. AC4Q clear.
Buddy, and hopefully everything will go as you hope it will. And my condolences. K and 4 BWA, clear after you off.